Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. Here today is March 26, 2018 at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. We are very excited this morning to welcome you to the call. And I'll tell you what, we have got a powerful call lined up. We've got several folks that are going to be speaking to us this morning. I'm extremely excited that we are privileged to have Ms. Gail Ross this morning, one of our top producers and all-time favorite trainers, to speak to us as our keynote speaker this morning. We're very excited to get to her. We do have some incredible announcements to share with you this morning, several very important things to talk about for several things. We're closing out a month this coming week. We've got rates that we're dealing with, a rate change that's coming up this week. We're coming out of the most incredible convention that we've ever attended just over a week ago, and we're prepping for another convention coming up here in just a few months, and the Kansas Jayhawks are in the Final Four. So I'm telling you, guys, it is a very exciting time, a very momentous time, and we want to get straight into several of these announcements. So let me share just a couple of things that I want to make sure are on your radar. First and foremost, we were really privileged last week on Tuesday to have a training webinar. One of the things that we continue to do in 2018 is expand our training platform. One of the ways in which we're doing that is we're conducting a monthly training webinar. And we were really privileged last week to hear from the one and only Mr. Adam Thompson. He spent over an hour talking about effectively working with self-pay groups. That webinar, I know that we had a record crowd that joined that live. Really, if you were not able to join it live, and we did max out on our attendance, so I know that there were some people that were trying to join and they were getting a message that the maximum number of attendees had already been reached. Whether that was, you know, whether you were on there live or not, we want to invite you to check that out. It is up in our back office. If you'll go to the advanced training page, you'll see that the first section there are the 2018 webinar trainings, and effectively working with self-pay groups is right there. I'd invite you to take a listen to that. Again, if you were on the webinar, you're probably even more excited that that's now in our back office because, as Adam Thompson was talking, there were most of us that were saying, man, I'm glad this is being recorded because he's saying so much good stuff. His language is just so right on track, and we wanted to be able to go back and listen to that again. So if you did not have a chance to listen to that last week, we definitely invite you to take a look at that during your training hours this week because it was just a fantastic webinar. We also want to talk about this week. I mentioned that Legal Shield announced back on January 1st that there was going to be a rate increase. Well, that rate increase took effect immediately for non-group sales. So for the last nearly 3 months now, we've been writing individuals. When I say individuals, I'm talking about personal sales, non-group memberships, on a higher rate. And they announced that on April 1st, that the new rates would go into effect for group sales. So let's talk about that. And basically, the rate for a combo family plan is increasing from $33.90 a month to $38.90 a month. The identity theft rates are not changing. The legal plan is basically going up by $5 a month. Well, let me just share with you two things that you want to make sure that you're aware of this week. First and foremost, if you have a group that you proposed the old rates to prior to January 1st, Legal Shield has made very clear that they are going to honor those old rates for 180 days from the time that you proposed those rates. So let me kind of break down and give you an example of what that would look like. If I'm going to be doing an enrollment, let's say I've got that enrollment coming up, you know, mid-April, and I want to secure those old rates, what I would need to do is I would need to write on the authorization card when I send that in that this group was proposed the old rates, and I would need to include the date. And the date would need to be less than 180 days ago, but before January 1st. So, for example, if I wrote on there, old rates were proposed on December 1st, 2017, then they would honor that for 180 days from December 1st, so basically until about May 1st, so or June 1st, rather. So that's what I would need to do. Let me just say that one more time. I would need to write on the gold card that the old rates were proposed on, you know, whatever date that is, and that date would need to be less than 180 days ago, but before January 1st, and then they would honor those old rates, you know, as long as I'm within that window. So I want to make sure that we're really clear on that. We had received some conflicting reports of what we needed to do. Otherwise, to honor those old rates, you would need to have business in, so not just the authorization form, but business written on the group prior to April 1st. Or, here's a third option, just I want to make sure that we're all aware of this, Legal Shield did announce, really prior to January 1st, that you can now offer the large group rates, which the large group rate moving forward is going to be $33.90 for a family combo plan. So it's that family combo rate, the identical rate as what the old rate is, $33.90 instead of $38.90. And Legal Shield announced prior to January 1st that you could offer the old group rates, the large group rates, let me correct that, the large group rates to small groups under 2,000 employees, but it would be on a reduced commission scale, just like the large group rates are, even if it is in a group that's over 2,000 employees. So that would be another option if you wanted to offer those old rates. You could offer the large group rates, and that's something that's not going away, but just understand it is on a reduced commission scale. So I wanted to make sure that we're really clear on what to expect there. I know that Ms. Ross is going to speak further about that this morning, but I just want to make sure that you're clear that if you send up a gold card in April and you write on there that, you know, this was a group that you proposed the old rates to prior to January 1st, then that's going to be honored for 180 days from the date that you proposed it. So if you proposed it on December 1st, count up 180 days, that's how long that rate is good for. Hope that that is clear, and certainly if you have any questions on that, we would encourage you to just reach out. Support@harborbenefits.com is a great place to reach out to, and we certainly want to make sure that all of our agents are clear on everything that goes along with rates and what to offer to groups moving forward and what to offer groups that you've been working with in the past as well. Let's go to the state of Tennessee. One of the things that we are so excited about, again, we're coming out of an incredible convention in Oklahoma. Many of you were in Oklahoma attending that event, and I know that Mr. Josh Riches, who we're going to go to, was just ecstatic coming out of that event and immediately turned that energy and enthusiasm and excitement to preparing for the next event, which is coming up in Nashville in just a few months. And to talk more about that, again, we're excited to have one of our key executive directors, Mr. Josh Riches, on the call this morning. Josh, tell us what you're doing to prepare for Nashville and why we should be excited for that event.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit on the call. I am way excited. Coming out of Oklahoma City, first off, it is an incredible convention, being able to rub shoulders with some of the top leaders and producers in Harvard Risk Management and Legal Shield. But walking away from that, also having some of my team walk away from that, saying, you know, okay, we're going to set our sights a little higher, we're going to aim a little higher, and we're going to produce a little bit more. And so I'm really excited about the Legal Shield leadership training coming this September. That's our next main event. That's our next main event. And here's something that's really exciting, that we already have more people registered for that event than attended in Oklahoma City. And I think that's really powerful to show, you know, this next event is going to be a huge event, and we're going to have the top leaders and producers at that event. It's September 13th through the 16th at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. And so it's going to be really excited. This last, I just remember, you know, a year ago at the Oklahoma City convention, last year, it was just me. This last Oklahoma City convention, I actually had 12 people from my team there. And so I started to build, and I started to see, you know, the events is where it's at. An event is critical to building a larger team. And already I bought 50 tickets personally, because my goal that at this leadership training is to have 50 people from my team there. And then the next international convention, which will be held in Dallas, my goal is to have 100 to 150 of my team. And then the next event after that is another leadership training next year, and that's going to be in Salt Lake City. And that I'm aiming at having, you know, 175 to 200 people on my team there. And so I'm very focused on building a platinum organization, and I will get that $1.5 million bonus. But I just want to, you know, reemphasize that the events are critical to building those large teams. And it's not just you that should be focused on attending these events, but get your team also to focus at, say, that's the next event. The Legal Shield Leadership Training in September is where we need to be. And let's go ahead and build towards that event. There's just one other thing I want to add, a couple other things I want to add to that. September the 13th, that Thursday at that event, that's going to be a full day of training in Nashville. And that's free for all the Harvard agents. That's a Harvard training that we're going to be doing all day. And lunch is provided. So that's all free for all the Harvard agents that register. Make sure that you're there Thursday, September 13th, for that full day of training. It's going to be phenomenal training. It's really going to kick you off the leadership training event. And lunch is also provided at that event. And then again, the main event is going to be that Friday, Saturday, and then they do have an event on Sunday as well. And one last thing, the tickets, like I said, we've been selling out of tickets left and right. I've you know, been reaching out, letting people know of how fast these tickets are going. The tickets are now being raised to $49. So if you go to your back office, the registration price is set at $49 now. But I encourage you, that's still a great deal in comparison with the $89 that Legal Shield is offering to individuals that are registering. So get that $49 ticket. If you haven't registered, trust me, these tickets will be gone. And you definitely want to make sure that not only you're registered, but that your team's also registered. Because this next event is where, you know, is what you should be pushing for. And like I said, one last time, these events are critical to building a big organization, and it shouldn't just be you at the next event, but let's go ahead and get you and a couple of your team, a few of your team, you know, 10, 15, whatever you're planning on building, whatever your plan is, these events are where you're going to structure to build that organization. And so I look forward to seeing many of you out there. I'm definitely going to be there. I look forward to seeing many of my team out there, and let's build it big to this next event.
Absolutely. Josh, thank you for sharing that. How exciting. I love Josh's anticipation and planning. Yeah, he's not hoping to have 50 people. There's a lot of us would hope or desire or like to have 50 people. He's planning to have 50 people. That's why he bought 50 tickets. He's planning on having 50 people at that event. Josh, great leadership, and I'm sure proud of your organization and how that has continued to grow. And what an exciting announcement. I want to make sure everybody caught that. That Thursday of the event, we're going to be in Nashville, so make sure that you plan for that. Make sure that you come in a day early. That's September 13th. Thursday, we'll have a full-day training, just Harvard Risk Management. So there's not much on the Legal Shield calendar for that day, but we're asking our agents to come in a full day early. You know, we really enjoyed being able to gather with our agents at the end of this past event in Oklahoma City, but there's only so much you can do in an hour's time, which is about what we had, and it was Saturday evening. I know everybody was tired. I still thought the energy in the room was fantastic, and it should have been. That Legal Shield had just announced $1 million bonus, a $1.5 million platinum bonus, so the energy should have been pretty high, but I am so thrilled to be able to have a full day with just our organization there, and especially doing that on Legal Shield's dime, because remember, as we come into the second quarter here, April through June, that's going to be the trip that we're qualifying for. Legal Shield is willing to pay your flight and your hotel to come in and be part of that Nashville event. So make sure that you've got that on your calendar to come in a day early. That Harvard training will be from 9 to 4 on Thursday the 13th. One of the things that we really enjoy doing on this call, and really all of our calls, but we enjoy featuring agents that are out there having success. And on this call, we love to feature agents that are having success doing group enrollments, meeting with groups of employees, and having successful enrollments. Obviously, we can't feature everyone in doing that because we're having so many successful enrollments right now, but we love to feature as many as we can, and we're going to take the call up to North Dakota. We're really excited to have Mr. Barry Hansen on the call this morning. Barry just did an enrollment in a group. Now, he attended the Oklahoma City Convention, and I've always been a big believer when you attend the event, there's something intangible, enthusiasm, excitement, positive energy. You know, I don't know that I can pinpoint exactly what it is, maybe a combination of all of the above, that you take back into the field. And I think that certainly happened here with Mr. Hansen. Met with a group of 26 employees, has already written 20 applications, with more coming in this week. And Barry, I think that most of us were kind of surprised by that. Not that you would have a successful enrollment. We just didn't realize there were 26 people in North Dakota to be able to present to. I'm just teasing. But thank you for joining the call this morning. And we'd love to hear your thoughts coming out of the Oklahoma City Convention and then, you know, share with us what went well in that enrollment to make it a success.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mike. And good morning, everyone. So, yeah, what I did, I left North Dakota, and you're right, there's not a lot of people up in North Dakota, but before I left, I actually set up this group enrollment with a warm market friend that has a business in Indiana. So I knew I had to get back to catch a flight into Indiana to do this, but I drove my 15 hours down because, you know, as we talked about being plugged in, you know, attending the training, the calls, and the events, and this is my business. So I went there to make sure I could get the most out of it. And I did find that it was very educational and inspiring. And, you know, when we first met there, I'm trying to do everything. I want to recruit. I want group sales. I want personal sales, small businesses. But they also talked about what's your major. And right now, it's recruiting and group sales. That's where I feel comfortable with. And so that's where I dove into in the trainings and the breakouts. And what I learned, you know, one of my first breakouts there was with Bill Stovall and Catrice Jackson. And I learned bits and pieces from their presentations about, you know, keep talking and cover your objections during, you know, your presentation. You know, I added Bill Stovall's story. I thought it was a tremendous story into my presentation. Catrice always talked, when she talked about her enrollments, you know, one of the nuggets I pulled from that was have them write the price down on their pamphlet. I use the placemat because I'm covering both products, but I had them write down, and they're a weekly pay period, so I had them write down what it would be weekly if they're individual or if they're a family. And then they also wrote down the law firm that they would have. I made sure they did that. So I had them engaged. But, you know, during this, in one of the other breakouts, or a person that talks and talked to us on one of our calls, actually February 26th, our Monday morning call on February 26th was Melissa Wilder. She was there and put on a tremendous training and is a great speaker. But what I did in preparation for this enrollment was I went back to that February 26th call and I listened to what she said about asking the right questions to say yes. Because, you know, if you can get 80% of the people to say yes, you're keeping them engaged and chances are you're going to be more successful. So Darnell Self, which you may have received information from or heard of, but that man is tremendous in speaking. And I went to his breakout, and you know he talked about just a few of the things. Interact with your audience. Minimize your filler words, which is the that we all tend to say. And rather than that, you know, use just don't say anything and have a pause. But He said, keep time in mind, handle your objections in your presentation. And handle your objections in your presentation is one thing that I really took to heart because in my previous presentations, I know what the objections are going to be. And so what I did is I captured this. They say, you know, create your own script. It's your own style. You're not going to repeat what everybody says verbatim, and it be successful. It's got to be your own style. And on my 15-hour drive back towards, I drove up to Minneapolis so I could catch a flight. I had my German short hair pointer with me, and I think I practiced enough that he's going to be the first canine that buys a membership. And but I practiced out loud, and it was very helpful in doing that and creating my own style. So what I was doing, it was a blue-collar group, a retail sales organization, and the owner of the DM gave me a very good introduction because he wanted all his people to have the membership too. Now, he was thinking more towards the identity theft, knowing that I was also going to talk about the legal aspect. But what I did is I started and I went through the training, or the not the training, but the enrollment, and I used all these little bits and nuggets that I had written down, practiced, and suddenly it was over, and they were all writing on their enrollment cards, and then coming up and asking me questions, and it was very fulfilling, and it was excellent to have their engagement and to end up with a successful enrollment from that standpoint, which makes, you know, made the whole trip very worthwhile, and someone that I know that's going to be a great customer of, you know, going into many years to come. So, Mike, that's exactly what I, you know, I did and how I became successful. And quite honestly, that DM has already helped me get into another group. So I've got another one scheduled in April.
Way to go. Well, that's exactly what we love to hear. We love to see success turning into more success. And that's really what it's all about. I've always thought that, you know, when you go into a company and you have a successful decision-maker meeting, best thing you can do is walk out of that meeting and turn to your left, turn to your right, and go prospect other companies. Get in front of other decision-makers. When you come out of a company, you've had a successful enrollment, go follow up with every decision maker that you've ever talked to, because, you know, there's something about success breeding success that just, it works. It's very real. It's very true. And I don't know about all of you, but I know for me, my personal tendency is when I have a successful enrollment, it's go take a break, you know, take a little vacation, you know, take the rest of the day off. And I've had to really retrain my brain on that to take advantage of the momentum that you create by having a successful experience. So, Barry, we're sure proud of you and excited to hear about that. We wish you the very best of moving forward, and thank you for sharing about especially what you gleaned from the event and other conference calls and other training opportunities. I think Barry gave you some great nuggets, especially if you're just kind of getting started. What are some good calls that you could go back and listen to? That Melissa Wilder call, I agree wholeheartedly, was absolutely fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, I'm so excited to introduce our keynote speaker this morning, Miss Gail Ross. Gail, it was great seeing you in Oklahoma City as well. Gail is absolutely not only one of our top producers, but when I said earlier in the call, she's one of our all-time favorite trainers. I really do mean that. Inevitably, every time that we are privileged to be able to hear from Gail Ross, as she speaks on these calls, as she speaks at our live events, inevitably, I'm sitting there thinking, man, I wish I had more people in my organization that were listening to that. I wish everybody in my team could hear what Gail is sharing. So I'm thrilled as I look at our count today, Ms. Ross. I'll have you know, we've been promoting this call, and we have almost an all-time record attendance today listening to this call, and I don't say that to make you nervous, not that it would, but I say that really in celebration because we are ready to hear what Ms. Ross has to share, and we always are. We're very grateful for her leadership and for her willingness to share so openly about what she has done and what she's doing to make this business successful for herself. And one final thing as I introduce her, if you have not had a chance to listen to some of her previous trainings, I would just encourage you, in your Harvard back office, just go back and search the search bar, you know, right at the top of your HRMC back office. Just put in her name, Gayle Ross, G-A-Y-L-E-R-O-S-S, and you'll find not only several conference calls that she's done, but to me, one of the best trainings I've ever heard was when she trained a couple of years ago at our live event, and the segment is called Technical Selling. And it's just a fantastic segment that she did. And you can find that. Just, again, search her name is the best way to find her training. So with that, Ms. Ross, thank you very much again for preparing to share and for sharing with us this morning. And we'll turn the call over to you. Well, let's see. Ms. Ross, do we have you on the line? I think maybe you were muted there. Do we have you live?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you now. Great.
Okay,
so,
we got you loud and clear. Go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
All right. Well, I was just saying I think I need to put my tiara on because that was one heck of an introduction, and I will do my best to live up to that. But I am really super, super excited to talk to all of you today because when I went to the convention, as always, it was just a phenomenal event. And many times we can get brain overload and think, how in the world am I going to implement all of these things and put them into practice? And so sometimes we just need to take a step back, kind of evaluate, prioritize, and fit those things in that we can, you know, best act upon right away in order to jumpstart our business or continue our momentum. So there have been a tremendous amount of changes going on at Legal Shield. And I have been with Legal Shield for a little over 4 years, and I have never seen the changes that have happened as much as what really within the past 12 to 18 months. And I say that not to intimidate or to scare anyone, but just really create a sense of reality here that as Legal Shield strives to do a couple things. Number one, maximize their full participation in the digital marketplace. If you were at the convention or listened to anyone that was, that is where they're putting their focus on. And so in order to do that, that means there's going to be a lot of changes that we have to adapt to in order to fully participate in that. Secondly, they have some pretty aggressive goals with their Vision 2020, and there is no stopping Jeff Bell and the leadership team. And so it's just the culture of what this organization is. So many times when the word change comes about, people can do a couple things. They can, one, sit back and do nothing. And, of course, we all have that right to do that. Secondly, we can moan and groan about them and complain, which really then leads to sitting back and doing nothing, which means our business isn't going to go anywhere. In fact, it will probably take a step back if that's our attitude. Or third, we can embrace them. Whether we like them or not, that's really not our decision. They are what they are. It is what it is. And so we need to fully embrace those and accept those in order to best serve the groups that we serve and the members of our groups. You know, being here in Indiana, being a Hoosier, I mean, we live and die with basketball. And I was watching the Duke game last night, and there was a call at the end where it was went off either Kansas or Duke, and they probably took, it seems like, an eternity to deciding who's ball it really was, and it was a critical time in the game. Now, it ultimately went to Kansas, but can you imagine what would have happened if Duke would have just sat back there and for the last minute moaned and groaned about the call not going that way? They certainly would have accelerated the loss. They lost anyway, but it certainly would not have played out well for them in the last few seconds. And so what are we doing in our business as it relates to the changes that are before us? And so I want to address a couple things. First, I want to specifically look at four changes that are, I would say, impacting my business as a solution seller. But then I also just want to give a brief overview of things that I always try to keep in mind as I approach any situation. Doesn't matter if it's a business or a personal, because if I follow these four steps, I know that I have a much, much better chance of success than if I didn't. And so the first thing I need to understand is that I need to know what the rules are. What are the new changes? And what are the different components that those rules apply to? So, for instance, in the gun ownership supplement, we need to really understand what the rules are for selling it. And then we need to study those plans to have an idea of whether or not that's something that is available or we want to make available to our groups. Second thing, we need to determine a strategy that best is going to utilize that particular plan. I mean, Josh said it so well in this call. He had a specific focus and strategy of bringing his recruits to the convention. That just didn't happen. He had to sit down. He had to focus. He had to come up with a game plan, which led me to the third point, is you have to then, once you have that strategy, do it. You have to do things to effectively put it into practice. It's great to have our goals, and we, you know, at the beginning of the year, we all plan our goals and what we want to do, but if you don't take action on them, then it's just a waste of paper. So I'm going to apply these three things to several things in particular about some of the changes that have most recently happened through Legal Shield. One being the gun owner supplement. I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about Legal Shield at work. I want to talk about the rules of engagement as it relates to group sizes and brokers. And then third, I want to talk about that individual ID Shield plan that's offered. And so hopefully you can take a similar approach if it works for you and maximize your success in each of those areas. So let me talk a little bit about the gun owner's supplement. Now, I think this is an incredible plan that is available, but it does come with some caveats that all of us need to be aware of. So my suggestion is, number one, go to Legal Shield On Demand and download the FAQs, the plan descriptions, and the sample contracts. Now, if you're not sure where to go to Legal Shield On Demand, it's in your back office. It's under Tools. And it's Legal Shield On Demand. And there it's in the one of the first buttons that you hit in terms of plans. Or if you're not sure, just type in gun owner supplement. And pull those documents off. Read those thoroughly. Make sure you understand what is a part of that. And then also know what states they're available. And they're available in 46 states. And I know Massachusetts, Nevada, North Carolina, and I'm drawing a blank on the other one. So maybe, Mike, at some point you can kind of clarify that for me to make sure people know what states it's not available in. But you need to make sure that you can, number one, offer it to your groups. Secondly, is this plan can come with some controversy. I mean, there is some heated debate on both sides of the discussion here. And the last thing you want to do is go in there, talk to your groups, and say, hey, we got a gun owner supplement plan, and you have not cleared that with the decision maker because maybe they don't want to offer that. So before you start offering that to as an enrollment, you need to talk and have a healthy discussion with your decision maker, your HR manager, the owner of the company, and get their buy-in before you do that because, you know, it's not going to be for every company. But you need to talk that through. As we found out later on last week, that the gun owner supplement is only available with the 2018 plans as of now. So if you have groups that have the 3390 plan, unless you upgrade them to the 3890, this plan cannot be offered. If you do decide to offer the 3890 plan and the gun owner supplement, then you need to call group billing or group resources and get them to add it to the benefit plan that we have in the back office. Because otherwise, if you go and enroll people in there and Legal Shield doesn't have that plan's available, then you're going to delay the implementation of those plans. So make sure that you do your due diligence and talking with home office to make sure that is set up before you even approach your groups. That's pretty critical to know, because they'll be able to tell you if that plan can become available or not. So again, understand the rules. Determine a strategy by talking to HR, talking to maybe there's other organizations and groups that you want to just go offer and market this to determine what that is, and then come up with a game plan to effectively put that into practice, all right? So that's the gun owner supplement side of things. Second thing I want to talk about is the Legal Shield at Work. And so if you were able to attend that breakout session, then you got a lot of this information, but if you did not, no worries. There is a complete training of this in the LMS system. And again, that's in the back office. Go to training drop down. It's learning management system. And I believe it's LMS 521 and 522. If you are doing anything in the group resource, in the B2B marketplace, this is non-negotiable in terms of offering this to your clients. Why? Because your clients are expecting their benefit supplier to be in the 21st century as it relates to being able to do things electronically and having online access to their plan. So I look at it when it first came out, a year ago, I immediately embraced this because it did a couple things for me. Number one, it gave me a way to get back in front of my groups. You know, so many times it's so difficult to get a hold of our groups, of our HR manager. Even if they are an existing client, they are so busy, so overworked, that there's got to be a compelling reason for them to meet with you. What better reason to say, hey, I have something that can make your life easier. When can I come in and talk to you about it? And so you go in there, you get them to sign off, get them added to that Legal Shield, then sends them an email, do a quick tutorial, and then they will be able to be set up to look at their bills, to add in enrollments, to cancel people if they prefer. But it's really a great plan in order for them to be able to have access to. Second thing, by doing this, it's going to benefit you, because Legal Shield now has the ability for us to enroll our groups, our new members in our groups, directly from Legal Shield at Work. And I was able to do this Friday. I had a re-enrollment with one of my groups. We had enrollment set up throughout the day. And in between sessions, I just logged in and I added members right then and there. Now, here's what I found out. Number one, when I went in to see if my group allowed me to do it, it was not set up. So I had to call group billing. So that's one thing you may need to do, is check with group so they can turn that switch on. Number two, I had to make sure that my plans were available, because I was still providing the 3390 plan, and it was set up to do for an individual enrollment as opposed to the 2590, it was the 2790 because of the Legal Shield family plan being the only thing available. So I had to have that discussion with group billing. So make sure you do that. But when you can enroll a member, I'm telling you, the time that it saves is immense. Because for me, when I had to get back, I had to kind of rewrite the form to make sure that it was legible. I had to scan it. Sometimes I had to make a copy because the scan wasn't coming through clear enough, because I could not leave anything to chance for the intakers at Legal Shield to misspell a name or an email. So I had to spend extra time. Here, all you do is just, it's so simple. So I encourage you to make that your way of enrolling your applications. You think it's going to take a lot of time, but when you put it all together, it will not. The other positive thing to this is now Legal Shield is offering a incentive. I believe it's May 31st, that for every membership you upload through the Legal Shield at Work, they're giving you $5. However, you got to have a minimum of 10, I think, to even start it. So, but keep just start enrolling Legal Shield at Work using that method. You'll be surprised. It's immediate access to the monitoring, so your groups are going to be happy, your members are going to be happy, and you can get paid faster. So, to me, that's awesome. So make sure that you're using that. So again, understand the rules. Go back and train and understand what it is. Number two, determine your strategy. Talk to your clients. Get them set up, and then you understand how to do it. And third, put it into practice. So that's the way to handle Legal Shield at Work. Third thing is rules of engagement. Now, for you, for those that aren't quite sure what I'm talking about, rules of engagement, Legal Shield has kind of had a shift in terms of how B2B sellers, the types of groups that they really are encouraging them to focus on. So what that means is if you are calling on a group that's over 200 employees, you need to find out, number one, are they working with a benefit broker that's in the top 80? If they are, then you need to turn it over to proposals@legalshield.com and so that they can handle that. So there are some methods and some things to understand, and I have sent some information, and it will be available in a link at the Harvard back office on a video. It was a broker call that Melissa Wires has conducted. It's about an hour that really goes over rules of engagement. I would strongly encourage you to look that over. The other thing you can do is to understand how to work with brokers. It's going to go to the learning management system. It's 464 and 498. And kind of get an understanding of what Legal Shield is saying about commissions and structure and incentives and so forth. But bottom line, the way I look at this is I'm saying, what is Legal Shield trying to accomplish with this? And how does that impact me as a B2B seller? Well, number one, I like the path of least resistance. And I want to maximize my commission strategy and my commission plan. So how do I do that? Well, for me, it means kind of staying under the 200 employee count. And if you're thinking, oh my goodness, that's not going to be, I'm going to lose out on money and all this kind of stuff, I guarantee most of the people that have made their six figures have focused in the 50 or less. Could be up to 100, but most of them have focused on less than 100 employees. You get paid faster. You have a faster turnover in terms of trying to get to that enrollment, and it leads you to higher income. So if you are still interested in working with some of the larger groups, you can, but just understand that there are some things you need to know before you just jump in and start selling, particularly as it applies to over 200 employees. So what I do, if I kind of think I'm working with a company that's on the cusp, I will just flat out ask them right up front, how many employees do you have? Who's your benefit broker? All right, so make sure you clearly understand what those things are, and then find out the best way that fits into your strategy to maximize your income potential. All right? The last thing I want to talk about is the individual ID Shield plan. Now, when many of us heard about an $895 or a $995 plan counting only for a half counter, we were thinking, man, that's kind of a bummer. I mean, who wouldn't think that? You were getting one counter, now you're getting a half counter. So it's a rule change. Again, it doesn't do you any good to complain or moan about it. But what you got to do now is figure out how are you going to maximize this. So what I have tried to do is figure out, number one, how can I increase my activity level by focusing on maybe relaying how much of an advantage it is to get that legal plan in addition to the ID Shield plan. Maybe I need to change my language a little bit. Maybe I just need to reinforce that it's not enough just to focus on an individual getting that identity theft protection, that over 70% of identity theft has legal problems, and you really need this to fully protect yourself. So I'm looking at how I focus my change my language to make it as part of a complete package. Other thing that I have sometimes failed to do is I fail to mention those perks as often as I should. And I'm telling you, those perks can pay for a membership. And I'm not saying that those perks, by offering that, is going to get that house counter to a one counter, but what it can do is get more people to participate. I mean, I've had people that participate just because they get the member perks. So look at ways that you can maybe emphasize other parts of the plan to get more participants along with that. The other bit of good news that I want to share with you on this, I was participating in a field trainer call last Thursday. One of the things that Melissa Wilder mentioned, that for opening new groups, you know how we used to have, you could get 3 members on a bank draft, and that would be a group, or 5 members for a payroll deduction. And I was just kind of wondering, how am I going to explain this if it's a half counter? I mean, and I think Legal Shield saw where the problem was coming in. They made the announcement that for opening new groups, an individual ID Shield plan member can count as a member. So if you have 3 individual memberships, and that's all they get is the ID Shield, that would still be your 3 members to opening that group. Now, that's only going to give you 1.5 counters, but it's going to apply toward opening that new group. So to me, that was took a kind of a little pressure off in terms of trying to communicate, because, you know, people want it simple, and I was trying to figure out, how can I make this simple? And so Legal Shield did that and kind of paved the way for that. So, again, look at what Legal Shield's passed down, figure out how you're going to do that, and then go determine a strategy and then implement that strategy. So there are other changes, many other changes that have come about. I don't have the time to talk about them, but if whatever I did not mention and they impact you, I encourage you to really do what I mentioned in those simple steps. Understand, determine your strategy, and put it into practice. You have to be strategic and intentional on your business, period. You know, nothing happens by chance. You know, and if you are looking for any kind of goal or bonus, and if you want to be part of building that platinum organization, it's just not going to fall in your lap. And so really put things into practice. Think about how you're going to do that. Chart your progress. And I guarantee if you can do that, then you're going to be in greater control of what happens to you, not just in your personal life, but or your business, but in personal life as well. So hopefully those are some things that you can take back, implement them, put them to work, and get going on building that book of business. So with that, I'll turn it to you, Mike.
Gail, that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing all of that incredible information. And just 100% on track with, you know, again, embracing change. And I know that that's hard sometimes. It's hard because as human beings, we tend to shy away from change anyway. I don't know if any of y'all have read the book, Who Moved My Cheese, but it's a great book. And the gist of it is, when you put a mouse in a maze and you put a piece of cheese in the corner, and a mouse kind of gets used to finding the cheese in that corner, and then all of a sudden you move the cheese to another corner, the mouse just adapts. You know, he goes to the corner where he thinks it's going to be, and it's not there, so he just keeps looking, and he finds it. But human beings, you put them in the same maze, and you move their cheese, and they can't handle it. They just lay down and die, basically, because they starve, because they just can't handle change. And that's kind of how we tend to be sometimes. When something changes, whether it's a rule change or a rate change or a commission change or whatever, we tend to just kind of lay down and say, okay, it's over. I can't do it any longer. And I'll tell you, the people who embrace change, not just deal with it, but who embrace that change, are the ones who find the fastest success. And Gail, I just could not agree more with what you shared, and I appreciate you sharing that. By the way, thank you very much for the shout-out to the Kansas. You said the Duke game. It's actually the Kansas game would be the correct way to say that, because Kansas won that game. But anyway, thank you for your shout-out there. And you had several Jayhawk fans from the Riches family that were jumping up and down to celebrate that. But I do want to make just one quick clarification on the gun owner's legal plan? I know that you had asked about, you know, the different states, and let's see here. I reached out to Judy Johnston, who is on top of that, and the states where it was not available are Massachusetts, Nevada, North Carolina, and New York. So Massachusetts, Nevada, North Carolina, and New York, that gun owner supplement is not yet available. However, she did point out that they announced this past weekend on Saturday that the gun owner supplement can now be added to any legal plan, including the older plan. So when they first announced it, it was that it had to be on top of a new Legal Plus plan, and they changed that. What they're saying is that if you wanted to add that today, it's not yet, I don't believe, built into the shopping cart on your Legal Shield site, but if you wanted to add it to an old legal plan, you could just do a paper app, and that would be sufficient to add that. So, again, you know, just something that they came out with and initially said it one way, and then I think realized that that wasn't the best approach and went back and changed that. And one of those things, again, change, but a lot of the times we see that change is good, that they're doing things for the right reasons, and certainly, again, I love Gail's advice to embrace that kind of change, and any change, you know, moving forward and grab it and run with it. You know, the ones who are going to be the most successful are the ones that are able to do that. So I really appreciate your training, Gail. Fantastic information shared, and just could not agree more with everything that you said. Thank you again for preparing and for sharing that this morning. I want to take the call to Boston, Massachusetts, where we are joined by our Senior Vice President, Mr. Jim Tanner. And Mr. Tanner, I know that you're excited for everything that is going on right now. I know that you feel like me and just love hearing from Gail Ross, and would love to hear your thoughts on that, and then any other thoughts that you have to share, especially as it relates to closing out this month and making sure that we do so effectively here in this last week. We'll turn the call over to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Riches, and I'll come back to you because I'm going to give you the time, if you don't have it in front of you, to let all of our agents know how we're handling, how Legal Shield is handling end of the month. Because we do have a office close day on Friday this week. The month is ending on Saturday, so I want to make sure everybody knows about that. But I do want to make sure, because we have the entire week ahead of us. It's Monday morning. This is the final week of the month of March. It is the final week of qualification for a trip to Jamaica, Montego Bay, provided by Legal Shield. Fellow Harvard agents, let me say this. In just the last few years, Legal Shield has sent myself and my family, they have invested thousands of dollars in experiences for myself and my family. As a matter of fact, my wife and I and our daughter, we've been to Cancun, the Moon Palace. We've been to Atlantis in the Bahamas. Legal Shield expanded the trips, announced a year ago at the Oklahoma City Convention, to 4 quarterly trips. So in addition, I've been to Las Vegas, Nevada. I've been to Legal Shield has paid for the trip to Leaders at All Levels in Columbus. They covered the cost of the trip to the Oklahoma City International Convention. It has just been an incredible opportunity to see the sites, to get the communication and the education, to be able to get the content that you need, to be able to relax. I shouldn't forget, we went and we met the Minions, which to me is Elvis and Johnny Cash combined. We met the Minions at Universal Studios in Orlando, just trip after trip, experience after experience. And so I'm very passionate about making sure that all of our agents are aware that the Montego Bay, Jamaica trip is the trip we've been qualifying for, January, February, and March. Now, we are growing as an organization so quickly that there are a lot of you that just joined the organization, and this is the first you're hearing about that trip. And I just want to say to you that if you'll just bear with us and be patient, when it comes to trips, you will hear at the first of the month, when you get into the month of April, how you can qualify for an exciting trip in our next quarterly qualification period. But for those of you that have been with us since January, and you've been ongoing qualifying for the Jamaica trip, if you've not yet completed your qualifications, I want you to know that this is the week. And the sooner you get it done this week, the better. If you're not sure what you still need to do, it's incredibly important that you open a chat window or call Legal Shield directly. If you want the flyer, and hopefully you have this flyer hanging up on your bathroom mirror, that you've got it scattered around the house, that you've got your whole family excited about this Jamaica Montego Bay trip. But if you need the flyer, just log into your agent back office, click on recent documents in the Docs on Demand section, and you'll see the flyer that outlines exactly all of the different ways you can qualify for this all expenses paid trip to Montego Bay with Legal Shield and Harvard agents. We came out of Oklahoma City, Mr. Riches, with the largest gathering of HRMC agents ever in our history at the Legal Shield International Convention. And as you heard from Josh Riches, exploded out of there. You've heard success story after success story this week. We told you. We said it. We said that we were going to come out of convention with new information and new inspiration. And we've done that. Gail Ross just did a great job outlining all of the opportunities that we have that we can seize here in the year 2018 and today and tomorrow, this week and this month as well. Barry, congratulations to you. Just success after success. Josh Riches, nobody could have said it better than you. You got to build from event to event. Today, because of the limited time, but my unlimited enthusiasm, I'm watching the clock, and I just want to be aware of how information overload can sometimes affect a moment in time. And so the information I want you to have right now today, so that when you're done with today's call and you've heard from all the leaders and you hang up the phone, that you are clear on what it is we're here to do today. Because you have big goals for the year. You have big goals for the quarters, for the months. But what are we doing today? Listen, if you're a brand new agent, we have a culture here at Harvard Risk Management that all of us are Performance Club qualifiers. So whether you're brand new or a veteran, this should not be a surprise to you if you've been through new agent training. We have established a minimum bar, and that minimum bar is Performance Club qualification. And our month does end on Saturday this week. That's plenty of time. You could be brand new today. You've yet to write your first membership. If you've completed training, you are capable and qualified. You have the information you need to be Performance Club qualified right now. You know, typically, people Performance Club qualify in about 48 hours. That's on average how long it takes. Now, Legal Shield gives you the whole month, the whole calendar month, to get Performance Club qualified, but most people do it in about 48 hours. The problem, I learned this from my friend Kevin Muller, a great leader. He said, you know, the problem is not that they do it in 48 hours. The problem is they always wait till it's the last 48 hours. And so I want to make sure that you understand that you don't have to wait until the last 48 hours, that you can do it today and tomorrow and get your memberships in. If you're recruiting, get your associates in, get your Performance Club points in. I also want to point out that we have an opportunity, especially for our newest agents, to move forward fast in the compensation plan, that you can move up to the senior associate level and the manager level, because Legal Shield has provided for us the Advanced to Manager program. That does end at the end of March as well. When March is over, Advanced to Manager is over. Simply put, Advanced to Manager allows everybody listening to this call to reach the manager level in the compensation plan, to earn more money for the same activity, to do that not with 15 personal sales, but with only 10 personal sales. So there's many of you right now who you've written your first or second or third sale. Some of you have written 5 or 6 sales. I want you to know you can complete the 10 personal sales and reach the manager level. Now, if you're building a team, you can do it with 6 organizational sales and 3 Legal Shield associates on your team as well. If this is not clear to you, or if you want more detail, again, go to Docs on Demand to recently added docs, and you'll see a flyer on Advanced to Manager. But we want you to leave this call today knowing that there's opportunities to seize. There's also a Drive to Director program for those of you that are at the manager, senior manager level. Do you want to lock in Director, which is the top of Legal Shield's permanent part of the compensation plan. You can never go backwards. Once you've reach these levels in the comp plan. We want to get you to these levels. If Legal Shield wants to make it easier and simpler for you to reach higher levels to earn more money for the same activity, then it is my duty to beat that drum as well and let you know that it's possible, that it's available, but more importantly, you need to know that it's going to end on March 31st. So here we are, Mr. Riches. We've got Jamaica. 3 months we've been preparing for and qualifying for this trip to Jamaica, where it's going to be you and a guest, round trip air, deluxe accommodations with all of your fellow HRMC agents and other Legal Shield independent associates coming together in Jamaica. That's ending this week. It's been a fun quarter as we've been preparing for this and then executing on it, and so many other things, so many other opportunities for us to move quickly here with our business, to earn more income, to build to greater heights, to have more success stories. And Mr. Riches, I know that you're seeing that success around the country as well as I am, and I'm excited for so many people seizing these opportunities. I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Well, fantastic, Mr. Tanner. Thank you very much for sharing that. Again, folks, we are really in an important time here to take advantage of these opportunities that Mr. Tanner has spoken about. I mean, I hope to see many of you in Montego Bay, Jamaica, in just a few months, a couple months, coming up in June. I certainly hope to see many of our agents advancing to manager and advancing to director, taking advantage of these promotions that Legal Shield is putting on the table. And I hope that Performance Club goes without saying, but it needs to be said. I hope that everyone has their Performance Club points locked down for the month of March. And I appreciate you, Mr. Tanner, just sharing all of that incredible information. We have posted the deadlines on the Facebook page. If you're not a part of that Facebook group, it's called HRMC Agents. You just go to Facebook and search HRMC Agents. And you know, you have to request to join, but then we'll approve you. And that's just a great place to get good information on a lot of different things. But we've certainly posted the deadlines there. Long story short, because of the holiday weekend, the deadline is Thursday. You've got to have business in by Thursday. Now, there are a couple exceptions. If you're doing business through your Legal Shield website or your Legal Shield at Work platform, then that deadline would be on Sunday, on Saturday, the last day of the month, the 31st. So just kind of keep that in mind. But for the exact details, you know, reinstatements need to be by Thursday and different things, go to the HRMC Agents Facebook group, and we've posted those deadlines on that group page. We appreciate, again, all who have participated this morning, certainly Ms. Gail Ross for providing an excellent, excellent keynote training this morning, Mr. Jim Tanner, Mr. Barry Hansen, Mr. Josh Riches, all of those who have shared did a fantastic job. What a powerful call this has been. Let's take the energy and momentum from this call and use it to make this week your best week in your Harvard Risk Management business. We appreciate all of you and wish you the very best.